Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
WMFO Medford.
I love it so much.
When I've started to notice that I look for you, don't know how to tell you.
Welcome to the that wasn't bad at all. Good morning, WMFO in Medford. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Free.
You gotta speak right into the microphone.
Our favorite food here
is eggs. Not bad.
It's oogs.
All right. I'm going to put an end to that right now. We're talking eggs. We're talking oogs. We got oggs. It's a gloomy Friday, but a wonderful day. We got we got fancier clothes on than normal. Both of us have buttons. And it's foggy. Just like our friend Augie.
Yeah, foggy.
We're going to have an abbreviated show today. It's going to be about 34 minutes. Wish Zachary luck on a job interview today at an undisclosed Boston area tech company that has an office in New York.
Thank you. Those are all true statements. So,
best of luck to Zachary.
Best of luck to Zachary. We wish him well.
Best of luck to Charlie, who needs to write 250 more words of a paper and then put all the citations in.
That's also kind of a daunting task.
It's beyond daunting. I've been over daunted all week. Let's play some new music. Get this party started with a non Crazy Frog song.
That sounds perfect.
Keep you away from the downside of me. You can keep me true.
Was a new release of "Downside of Me" from Church's
album.
Every Open Eye came out a couple years ago, but new release. But it came out a couple years ago. But it's new. But it's not that new because it's a couple years old.
I'm getting a little confused whether it's this thing is new or old.
So let me explain.
What year? What year
let
is
me
it?
Explain this to you. When they first released it, it was new.
Mm-mm.
And then it became old.
You already lost me.
And then...
You lost me. Hey. You lost me.
You found me.
You found me.
You lost me. You found me. It's almost May.
Tomorrow's spring fling. So we're going to have lots of fun.
Spring flame.
We're going to stay well hydrated. We're going to have a great breakfast tomorrow.
Nice Dunkin' Energy Punch.
A Dunkin' Energy Punch could be in the mix. Probably not. It's not good for you.
Yeah, that's definitely not not what the doctor ordered.
I'm going to drink some water.
Water.
It's nothing better than water. H2O. So that's that's a...
That's cool.
It. The tanks are going to be cool, though.
The tanks are going to be very... I don't think the listeners know about...
So, if you'd like to keep up to date on the current status of our pet hamster, Douglas, we have engineered a new website called isdougiestillalive.info. That's isdougiestillalive.info. Visit in your web browser now, and you'll get... up-to-date information probably within the nearest 24 hours as to whether she is still kicking. And so why don't you go check out the site right now? And,
I'm trying to check out the site, and I can't access it through isdougiestillalive.info. There it is.
Isdougiestillalive.info. It's there. You can also go to charliemeyer.co.
Yeah,
/Dougie.
I got it through charliemeyer.co. /Dougie. There's a lot of Easter eggs on charliemeyer.co.
It's a good site. It's a really good site.
You should start like hiding the links on the homepage somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. But so check out the site, and we got tank tops for our house and associated friends with the site's name on it, and a little picture of Dougie. So that's kind of what I'll be doing tomorrow. Kind of really mainly promoting the site.
Yeah, I mean, we're all going to be promoting our new startup with these tanks.
You could do this for any of your pets.
Yeah.
It's a little dark. You might add some more pictures of Dougie to the site. We'll check out how much time I've got for that today.
Oh, yeah.
Zachary, why don't we play some more music, and then we'll think of some better stuff to talk about.
Sounds good. We're going to go to something a little bit older, but it's good.
I'm getting confused on this whole old or new thing. Still.
Oh,
You know,
beeps and boops. Let's get the scoop on all the trucks and cars down by the roads that loop in the intersection down there, Zach. Go. It's the traffic report.
There are no roads that loop at this intersection.
There are no roads that loop in this intersection. There are no roads that loop in this intersection.
Looping roads. So, I'd like to revise the question.
Beeps and boops. Mm-hmm. That's the... Let's get the scoop. Mm-hmm. Loop-de-loop.
So, again, looking out over here, I'm still seeing, we got two roads, and they intersect, but there are no loops.
Beeps and boops, let's get the scoop, basketball hoop.
All right, I think we can do this now. No basketball hoops.
Old beef stews, let's get the news. About what? Zach will choose. Make it about cars.
Yeah, probably cars. We got a black car, then we got a white car, then we got a black car, then we got a silver car. But, there's a big but. If we change that silver car to a white car, then we got a black car, a white car, a black car, a white car. And, by induction, all cars are either black or white. That's the traffic report.
Saxon discrete math. That was pretty good. You can tell a proof is true if someone applauds at the end. It's the third rule of thermodynamics. Mm-hmm. So we got 3 weeks left and of the show ever. This is the final season. So this is about the time that we like to start jumping the shark, which means that we introduce crazy new plot twists that try and keep the listeners engaged for just the last few weeks. And this week, PSAs? Mm-mm. We're doing spas.
Spas?
Come on down. WMFO, it's a new spa.
Saint-Tropez.
I don't know what that means. Is that a type of spaghetti?
Yeah.
What was the thing last year? Pasta?
Predatory Alfredo.
No, not Predatory Alfredo. It's pasta. Someone else. So it was not a whole other thing, but like pastorito or something. It was a thing. Hmm. Now imagine that, a burrito with pasta inside. That's something else.
That doesn't sound too great.
Well, you don't sound too great.
Yeah, I know. I have a little cold.
Ding-a-ding, don't. Cha-ching. All right. Yeah, we should start saying cha-ching when something goes well. Let's try it.
All right.
You say something to me, I'll say something. I'll say cha-ching.
Hey, Charlie, I won a house yesterday.
Cha-ching. What kind of house?
It was a beach house.
Are you going to play beach house now?
In Montana.
You're stupid. Just play more music.
You got some more... No.
Enough. Yeah. I'm turning your mic off. So today I've got new jeans, and Zach, I'd like you to give everyone a little bit of information from a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being as dark as a black hole, and 1 being as bright as the sun. Oh. How dark are my jeans?
Oh well, I'd say these go up to 11.
11. They're very dark. They're as dark as they go. They're so dark. It's like light can't even escape the darkness of these jeans.
Yeah, Charlie's come a long way since his overly blue jeans.
Yeah, well, people are, I'm sitting here just drinking my Dunkin' iced, and lo and behold, people start yelling at me, of all people, for having jeans that are too blue. So I responded by getting new, darker jeans. And, show all the haters.
Yeah, well, I mean, these jeans might be too dark.
You can't say that. I'm getting mixed messages.
People talk. I think this is what Charlie has yet to learn, is you can go anywhere you want. You can talk to whomever you please. People are going to talk about your jeans wherever you go.
That's rude.
And whoever you are. And sometimes you just got to ignore them.
Here's one PSA. Don't be mean about people's jeans. Next thing is go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them.
Ooh.
Today's nickel metal hydride batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before being recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway?
I'd say so.
That was a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's all. I have rechargeable batteries for some stuff.
I have rechargeable batteries for my wireless trackpad and keyboard, which I don't use anymore.
Very good.
Because I...
Well, so, but the next best thing after... sorry, I just received a text from my brother that said... We were talking... My twin brother, who's a friend of the show, is back on the East Coast today. Welcome back, Steve. He was in LA for the semester, and now he's back in Boston. And people said, welcome back to the best coast, kiddo. And then I said, East Coast, Least Coast. Just trying to make a rhyme. And then Kevin, friend of the show, also said, East Coast pork roast, which I quite liked. So shout out to Kevin for the great rhyme.
And this just goes to show that even vegetarians can love...
We can laugh at a pork rhyme.
Pork rhymes.
I like pork rhymes. I don't like pork rinds.
And so Charlie Meyer likes pork rhymes, but we're about to hear from another friend of the show who's not a fan of pork rhymes.
Ooh,
and he's feeling especially sad today because he... As you may or may not know, there was recently an election for TCU president, and Mr. Ron Meetingham did not win.
Okay, so Ron Meetingham is on the wrong side of history. We should really just call him Ron Meetingham.
I think you are going to have your chance
to answer some questions to Ron
Meetingham.
I'm going to answer some questions to Ron Meetingham.
Because we're going to ask him where does he go from here now that he lost.
I don't care. I don't care about Ron.
Well,
and he's not a real person.
Ron's
so that's
in,
just you're just being a fool.
Ron is
a fool.
In
you're,
the studio.
He's
right?
Not.
He's in the studio, and you're telling me I spent all of our guest budget bringing in Ron Meetingham.
You don't pay guests to show up.
You don't pay guests to show up. I've been paying guests since day one.
We haven't ever had a guest.
Oh, we've had plenty of guests. We had Chip Skylark.
I'm moving right on. Moving right along. Let's play some
We had more. Ron Meetingham.
Let's play some more music and let's say goodbye so you can go to your job interview.
All right.
We're really winding down the show right now. We don't have a lot of time left. There's not much time. I'm gonna be in the void.
That was so dumb. That was the dumbest thing that ever happened. If anyone's listening, I apologize for that. That was a miss. Swinging a miss.
If future employers who I'm about to meet with in
the problem is that you screamed so loud that it was loud for people and they didn't want to listen to that.
Well, the good thing about the people who are listening,
it sounded like trash.
There are none of them.
That's not true. If you're listening, raise your hand. Put it down. Put it back up again.
Raise my hand.
lower it. Good. Things seem to be in order. I say we get the heck out of here.
Yeah, I think that it is. It's about time.
It's high time to haul a, as they say.
Olé. if we're pronouncing in the French. French way, you know, the H is silent and the AU makes an O sound, and we put the accent on the E, so we have olé.
What is this? Be caring in computer world. What is this? What is this at PSA?
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Legit.
That's something else. What about this one? All right.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Nice. Oh. Yeah. That was pretty good. All right, we're turning automation on. See y'all later.
Let's get one famous one.
Who's Steven Pinker?
Hi. This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
I don't like Birds Make Birds.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Mm-mm. I'm turning automation on. It's been a great show, and we're right on time, so let's... We'll see you next week for a full-length, great show. Third to last. Make it count. Driving
next
fast.
Next week on Dat Heart Radio.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
daddy, look what I found. Simply the best manservant in town. He's neat and discreet, he couldn't be any subtler. This is the story of my rock and roll butler. Scrubbing away at the dirt, bending and stretching in a little tight skirt. She says I'm much nicer than the Marquis de Sade. This is the story of my little French maid. Seen the driver of my black limousine. He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.